Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and I'm here with a little bonus content for Nutrition Diva listeners because I wanted to respond to an article that was in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago and really got a lot of attention, but I think may have slightly misrepresented what I see anyway as the science that they were talking about. So this article highlighted the International PCOS Network's revised guidelines on managing polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS. Women's Health reporter Alisha Harandasani Gupta wrote, "Researchers now say that there is no solid evidence to suggest that a restrictive diet in the long term has any significant impact on PCOS symptoms." Okay, fair enough. I'm not a fan of restrictive dieting either. And it is true that the research does not support the superiority or the necessity of a specific dietary approach, such as a low-carb diet, for the treatment of PCOS. My issue here is that this Times article seemed to suggest that pursuing weight loss is no longer recommended for PCOS patients who have overweight or obesity. In that article, there's a registered dietitian who specializes in PCOS care quoted as saying, "The link between sustained weight loss and improved symptoms is not very clear or well established." And she's right that we don't have much data on the long-term impact of weight loss on PCOS. But you know what? Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. A scientific review conducted in 2021 found that weight loss is associated with improved metabolic, endocrine, reproductive, cardiovascular, and psychological features in women with PCOS. So I think it's a bit premature to conclude that weight management has no role to play in the treatment of PCOS. In fact, lifestyle modification, including weight management, continues to be the first-line treatment for PCOS. And while these new guidelines do advise against strict calorie counting and restrictive diets, they continue to emphasize the prevention of weight gain and weight management when necessary in the management of PCOS. The issue here, I think, is this tendency to conflate weight management with dieting. These are not the same thing. Dieting rarely leads to sustainable weight loss. However, a holistic approach to lifestyle modification can and does lead to sustainable changes in body weight, and more importantly, to changes in other metabolic measures of health, not to mention improvements in quality of life. PCOS is a complex condition. I dedicated an entire episode to it, and I'll include a link to that in the show notes. Although it is associated with insulin resistance and overweight, these issues may be caused by the PCOS and not the other way around. Or more likely, I suspect it's a little bit of both. So yes, it is insensitive and inappropriate to blame PCOS sufferers for their condition. Just as it is oversimplistic to suggest that the cure is as simple as just lose some weight. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater here. A more comprehensive and compassionate approach would be to address this complex condition from multiple angles, including lifestyle management, medical management, and psychological and emotional support. Look, I really do understand this pushback against toxic diet culture, including extreme calorie deficits, elaborate food rules, and other regimens designed to produce rapid weight loss. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I just want to say that dieting is not the only path to weight loss. And in my opinion, it's ridiculous to reject any approach that results in weight loss as being unnecessary or undesirable. That's how I see it anyway. I'd be interested to hear how you see it and whether you enjoy these sort of hot takes in between our regular episodes. You can drop me a line at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, and I'll be back soon with another regular episode of the Nutrition Diva podcast.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.